there are times in life when you'd rather give it all away, throw in the towel, withdraw into your shell. I get that. I've been there too. But I have some good news for you today. God has an entirely different plan. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. So let me ask you, have you ever come to a point in your life when you have this feeling that, you know, you're a bit of a lame duck? Everyone else seems to be leading healthy, useful, productive lives, but somehow you feel as though you've been left on the shelf and you're fast hurtling towards your use-by date. Actually, it's a pretty common feeling, especially as you get a bit older and you see the bright young things coming along behind you, snapping at your heels. It happens to us all at some point, and on top of that, if you have nothing to look forward to, no hopes or dreams, it's really quite depressing. But that's not God's plan for you. This is what he said to his people Israel when they were in a hopeless place, and with all my heart, I believe he's saying it to you and me here and now. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I say this because I know the plans I have for you. This message is from the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a good future. Perhaps you're familiar with that passage, and the more familiar we are with something, the more likely we are to skim over it. But stop and listen to what God is saying to you today. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. I plan to give you hope and a good future. Hang in there. Your best is yet to come. That's God's word fresh for you today. The sort of hope that the Bible talks about isn't uncertain hope. It's not like, well, I hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, but rock-solid, certain hope. That's the hope that you have in Jesus Christ, and that's the hope that God wants to encourage you with today. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.